first agenda item is a report and possible discussion of activities report from Wells Fargo by David Thompson, Chief Financial Officer.
Okay. As our standard reporting, I have Barry here from Wells Fargo. But just to talk a little bit about, since August 31st, we actually added one person, retiree, to the plan. We were 343, and we're now 344. Do want to point out that this Wells Fargo's report is as of November 30th. And when Tony gives his report later on, his will be basically December 31st, and we also have a January 31st update, too. So with the November 30th, we were basically $1.5 million down from the time of December 1st of 2017. And basically, our expenses were a little high. It was $137. But if you look at it, the 46 is for the legal fees, and we have an offset we did recover from Watson Wyatt settlement proceeds of 56. So we basically have an offset for that. So our expenses are still tracking around 80,000. Any questions on the Wells Fargo report?
Questions? Cool. You said we went to 344.
At 344 employees, yes.
How many of those are still have not yet retired?
That are in the total plan to come? Monica, would you know that?
Should be the difference.
We got 344 in the plan and 147 on retirement.
Difference.
Yeah. Right. Okay. Okay. That's You're right. I'm sorry.
No, that's fine. I just haven't seen it.
So that is the difference, the 147 to the 3.
Nearly 200.
And that's projected out to
55, I think is the number I remember.
That's what I was
long ways.
How do they ladder out the ones that have yet to retire as far as years to?
I'm aware that our age order, our population of folks are pretty high up. So, but again, folks can retire when they want to. So,
understand.
We have some folks that are going out there in years.
50 and 20? Age 50 and 20 years service or something?
Yeah.
That's not exact, but it's somewhere in that area.
We do have employees that exceed that time frame and stay in that too.
Any questions? Anything else?
I'm sorry. The 55 was recovered from the firm that made the actuarial miscalculation?
Yes.
Is that what I thought it was? Okay.
That is correct. And then the 46 at the bottom is actually these we paid.
Yep.
We had a slight gain on that.
Well, it really wasn't a gain. There were some other expenses that we had in the 55. So as far as it was a break even. We had Nathan Allen Smith, but there were other expenses too that we